Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. First part of the gospel reading, we're told that Jesus was in the synagogue teaching on a Sabbath, and the people were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And then in the synagogue, there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon. He cried out with a loud voice, "Ha, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown the man down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'd like to try to get us to place ourselves into that story in today's gospel lesson. Picture yourself, you're in church one Sunday, not really expecting anything unusual. As the service goes on, you observe there's a guest preacher this Sunday. And as he speaks a talk, begins to preach, you say to yourself, "Wow, he's really impressive." And the more he talks, the more impressed you are. And finally you're saying, "Well, this guy is really impressive." He has you on the edge of your pew. You are listening to every single word he has to say. And those words have impact. Wow. You can feel it in yourself. You're starting to feel better about yourself. You're better about your relationship with God. And you can see what you can do to really improve your relationships with many other people. That God is empowering you to do some incredible things with your life. Then, suddenly, someone who's sitting just a few pews in front of you jumps up and starts walking down the center aisle. Now, you've always been a little suspicious about this character, but now you're really wondering about him. In a very loud voice, with his fist shaking as he walks up to the preacher, he says, "Ha! What have you come to do with us, preacher? Have you come to destroy us?" But then before you can do anything, before you can say anything, before you even have a chance to react to what's going on, you see that that preacher is handling it. He's cool and collected. In fact, it seems like he never misses a single beat, even by this distraction. And then in a very strong yet kind voice, he simply says to the man, "Be silent and come out of him." And what happens next is even more astonishing. The man throws him down to the floor and lies there. And the preacher walks up to him and extends a hand and helps him up, and then returns to his pew as though nothing happened. The preacher wraps up his address, and before you know it, the service is all over. And the guest preacher acts as though nothing unusual happened the entire time. What would go on in your mind if this happened here at St. Thomas some Sunday morning? Do you think Luke has it right when he says, "They were all amazed and said to one another, 'What is this word? With what authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out,' and reports about him went into every place in the surrounding region." You see, that is the kind of authority that Jesus had back then. And it is the same kind of authority that he has here and now today. What we are told in verse 32 remains true. His word possesses authority, power, mastery, dominance. His word has the ability to give orders, to make decisions, to enforce obedience. This authority of Jesus is first seen in his teaching, in his words. See, not only do the words of Jesus develop new insights, they actually set us free. His word sends our sins away as far as the east is from the west. His words deliver into us peace. They draw us closer to our Heavenly Father. We change our behaviors by changing our hearts. But you know what? His authority doesn't even stop there. We also see his authority in his actions. Driving out the demon here in today's gospel reading. And then, as you recall, as this gospel reading continues on, he heals Simon's mother-in-law. Then he heals people from all kinds of various diseases. He quiets many demons. And if we read beyond today, he eventually raises the dead back to life. And then, consider this. His authority is even seen in the how. It is seen in how he goes about speaking and acting. Because you see, his words and deeds are always saturated with love. He is kind where kindness is needed. Stern when appropriate. He quiets the demons, stills the storms, eliminates frustrations and fears, and you can even see him wiping away tears and delightfully playing with children and youth. This kind of authority that Jesus has, the kind of authority that he demonstrates, the kind of authority that had people saying, well, not just saying, but being amazed and saying to one another, what is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. Now, do you think Jesus had the same effect on everyone? I don't know, but somehow I doubt it. Certainly it was something very unique for this demon-possessed man in today's gospel reading. But I also know that his authority, as he demonstrates it with so much kindness, gets varying responses from different people. In fact, everyone, whether we're talking about that town back then or here today, everyone has the opportunity to ignore Jesus, to forget about him completely, to leave unchanged, even as all you have this day or any day you're in worship. In fact, the story right before today's gospel reading in Luke is the story of Jesus being rejected in his hometown, Nazareth. As he spoke to them in that hometown, it's as though they basically said, blah, 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 blah. They resisted him all the way to the point of actually trying to push him off a cliff to get rid of him. That's why John in his gospel writes, he came to his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, to who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but born of God. Now, don't think for a moment that I'm claiming to be Jesus or a preacher like him. But the word spoken here, right now, to you, is his word. And his word here and now has authority. And it is here with the same purpose as it was long ago in that town in the gospel reading. He is here to quiet the demons that oppress you. He is here to drive them away. His word is here today in power to make you feel better about yourself, your relationship with your heavenly Father, to recognize that you are, by virtue of your baptism, a child of God, valued by him, and an heir of eternal life. Jesus is here with that authority, drawing you ever closer to your heavenly Father and empowering you to transform many of the relationships around you, giving you, in fact, the ability to do greater things in his kingdom. Even if they feel small to you, they are great in his economy. He is here with his authority to heal your mind by changing your heart. He is here to enrich and uplift your soul. Yes, he's even here to do some awesome things with your body. And he's here to do these things even if you come in this morning shaking your fist at him and saying, "Ha! What have you to do with me, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy me?" You see, he's not here to destroy you. No. He's here to give you life and to give that you might have life abundantly. Transformed from the inside out. Taking care of those demons that lie and cheat and destroy us more than any cancer or anything else ever could. But as the Word, as his teaching, as his authority keeps coming to you and me, those demons are driven away. And you and I were changed, uplifted, freed, empowered to live as those valued children of God that he has made us to be. And you see, that's exactly what his word is at work with authority doing right here, right now, for you. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the peace of God that passes all human understanding, through the authority of Jesus, uplift us this day all the way to eternal life. Amen.